As I said just a few seconds ago, we're going to get into a summer state of mind, literally because Summer State of Mind is a show that is on at the White Gallery in Lakeville that is running through October 27th with a fantastic roster of artists. Joining us this morning will be Jeffrey Newman. Morning, Jeff. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
And for people that are not aware, this show opened up about a week ago and will really hold your rapt attention if you're like me and you love summertime well into the fall. Now, Jeff, a little bit of history about you for people. This is the first time I've talked with you. A little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, I've been painting for about 40 years seriously. I always knew I wanted to be an artist. I went to Minneapolis College of Art and Design right out of, well, after working a year after high school. And then eventually I graduated from Springfield College, and I also earned my master's degree in art education at Springfield College in Springfield, Mass. Along the way, I've taught high school art. I had a career in the fine art paper business for 30 years or so, but now I'm just focusing on my own work after owning my own art gallery for about 8 years. So I'm painting, and my subject is America, which is pretty broad, but a particular type of America, which is personal to me and will probably resonate with a lot of folks that, like me, grew up in the 20th century.
Now, listening to that, I'm intrigued, obviously heavily into art and the business of art. And there's a difference there. Does your love of art help inspire you to get through the business of art?
Yes. You know, I was in the corporate world for 30 years or so. I started in advertising, and then I went to a paper manufacturer. I worked for several different paper manufacturers. And that's, you know, the business of business, which isn't necessarily the business of art, but, you know, the business of art is certainly important, especially in today's world of so much information and so much communication. Getting your message out there and being heard among all the competing elements is certainly a challenge, and one of the things I appreciate is being able to talk to you this morning. Talking about visual art is kind of a challenge because, as you know, a picture is worth a thousand words.
We're speaking with right now on the Breakfast Club, Jeffrey Newman, one of the artists, A Summer State of Mind at the White Gallery, running through October 27th, the White Gallery Art. .com. Now, who influenced you most when you first started painting? It's funny, you know, there's starting painting, and then there's that decision finally when you get to where, you know what, I love to paint, but I'm actually going to consider this something that I do for work. So what were some of the influences that made you make those two steps?
Sure. Well, you know, I sort of came of age as a young artist in the early 70s, and at that time, the photorealists were very much in vogue. People like Ralph Goings and Richard Estes and Don Eddy and John Bader. There were a lot of artists that were painting American subject matter in a very sort of precise, refined style. They were actually making paintings based very closely on photographs. And at the same time, I had always looked at art of the old masters, you know, from the Renaissance on down. And I was particularly taken with Edward Hopper and his depiction of a side of America that is not necessarily sugary sweet. It's loaded with psychological content. So between Hopper and the photorealists and the old masters in terms of painting technique, my technique is painting in layers and very traditional academic realism type style. I am not a photorealist, although I do work from my photographs. I take reference photos and develop my paintings from that.
So there's, you know, when you hang a show, All right. And let's take a particular painting that you've decided to hang at a show. What I've always found interesting talking to the artist is that that painting is done when you do it in your frame of mind. But once it gets up on that wall and every individual looks at it, it's a different painting to everybody else.
Exactly. That's one of the really cool things about art is everybody brings their own experience to looking at an image, and based on what a particular individual has experienced in their life, they take away a different story from the painting. And, you know, I like to have some kind of a narrative or psychological content in my work, but that's certainly open to interpretation. So, yes, you're absolutely right about that, Marshall.
Do you enjoy operating a gallery?
When I had my own gallery, yeah. I really did enjoy it. I represented 9 artists, including myself, and I enjoyed interacting with the public, and I enjoyed working with the other artists. It's a very difficult business. Art, as you know, is not something that people wake up in. Most people don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go buy a painting today. So it was a challenge, and I was in a small town in upstate New York, Hillsdale, and I had Newman Fine Art there. And I also had my studio there, which was a nice thing. So I could be painting while I was, you know, waiting for folks to walk in the door.
Well, once again, the show is called The Summer State of Mind, and our guest this morning, Jeffrey Newman, is part of that show. It's at the White Gallery through October 27th. Jeff, I want to thank you for getting up early this morning and joining us, and hope to meet you one day down there at the White Gallery.
Okay, Marshall, thanks very much. Nice to talk with you, and I look forward to seeing some folks at the White Gallery. I'm delighted to be with Tino Galluzzo. He's been in business 17 years, which speaks a lot. And Tino and Susan have created a lovely gallery there, which I'm just I'm honored and thrilled to be part of this show. And glad to be with you this morning.
Well, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, that is the White Gallery Art, thewhitegalleryart.com on the web for more information on that.